My nuts resting on an open hand. Snapping, can Dorsey the ball? Moist pants on his hands, I perspire. Merry Christmas and jingle these
She called me Mr. Bombastic.
Waveguide Communications, all your IT infrastructure projects, call 954-782-9898. That's 954-782-9898. Ask for Mike or Jim. Also, Ken Dorsey's brought to us here every Thursday by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Kenny, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm great now after that song.
Merry Christmas.
I appreciate the intro, fellas. That was fantastic.
Beautiful, beautiful Christmas carol. It's beautiful. What is this time of season like around the Dorsey household? Have you guys already put up like the lights and stuff? It's not even December yet.
The second Thanksgiving ended, the lights went up. So the tree went up. My mother-in-law brought in a 10-foot fake Christmas tree, which I'm a little conflicted about. I'm been a natural guy, but we went to the fake tree this year.
Really?
Looks pretty good. I don't know. I might need some scent around the house, though, of the pine needles and stuff like that. So
You can buy that.
Yeah, I'm a little conflicted right now. I'm not going to lie to you, but we're excited about it. We love the holidays. We love the holidays. We're gunned up.
Listen, Christmas, great holiday, okay? I love Christmas, but when we talk next week, next Thursday, you better be wishing me a happy Hanukkah when we start out this segment, all right, Kenny?
No, hey, Zal, just because I know you well, I'm a big happy holidays guy, okay?
Dude, you are more than welcome to wish me a Merry Christmas, all right? I am totally cool with that.
Zaz loves the Merry Christmas.
Hey, I know you do, bud. I know you do.
Yeah, I got no problem there, man. You wish me Merry Christmas as much as you want.
You know who doesn't,
though,
Kenny?
Wish you a happy
Hanukkah. Who doesn't, Kenny, is the fact that I think there's a little bit of a conspiracy theory when I wished Arthur Blank a Merry Christmas, and then I wasn't on the team the following year, which was really... really ironic. You know, they can wait till like,
seem like irony.
January
seem like
or February to cut
effect.
You, but golly.
I know, Brett, Matty Ice can't give you a heads up on that thing. I mean,
he kind of gave me like the eyes wide open and the teeth showing, like,
Now you done did it.
I messed that one up. Darn. Yeah.
Kenny, tell me, you guys, like the second you were able to, you guys accepted a bowl bid. You guys are like going to the Bahamas. What is the advantage? Like, what's the thought process behind you guys accepting a bowl bid immediately?
Well, you know, the big thing about it, one, is you can kind of get that out there, you know, that we're going to be in the Bahamas for a week. You know, for our players, it's a great trip. Getting them, you know, they're going to have passports for the next 10 years, which, as everybody knows, isn't always the easiest thing to get and most convenient. So we're shuffling all the guys through to get passports and everything like that. So they'll have those for as long as until they expire, but they get to spend a trip out in the Bahamas at you know, at the hotels here and everything like that. I'm actually out here. I'm staying in the parking lot right now in the Bahamas doing this, about ready to go on to another deal. I get back later tonight, so just kind of getting everything set up. So I didn't want to miss you guys, so I had to make sure to call in. You know,
who is paying the cell phone bill? You are aware of the charges that they're going to hit you with in the Bahamas. Is that Pete Garcia's duty right there?
Definitely going to run this thing by Pete.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
so
that's an expense form. Fill out that expense
either way,
form.
I'll send Len over there the bill either way.
That's even better.
That really is interesting, though. Like, you're talking about the kids having passports now for the next 10 years. Like, yeah, passports ain't that easy to get a hold of. And you,
no.
Like you got to click on the expedited box when you're filling out that form for these guys.
Yeah, no. And, you know, the Bahamas Bowl, they've done this for now, I believe, 5 years. So they're used to it. They know how to kind of expedite things and help you out. And they've been great about it. You know, and so... It's been great. We've been around here touring everything. And I think, you know, just the hotels, the amenities, the field, the fans, everything like that. It's going to be a great, great experience for these kids to be able to come here, spend a week in the Bahamas, play against a great team in Toledo. You know, and it's going to be a lot of fun for these guys just to really kind of experience something that I think a lot of them haven't experienced before, coming to the Bahamas and enjoying, you know, five-star type amenities.
I mean, you asked him what was the advantage of accepting the bowl bid in the Bahamas right away. It sounds like multiple trips Well, sounds like Kenny gets multiple trips to the Bahamas, sips some Mai Tais on the Bahamian beaches.
I know.
I think that's the advantage.
It's rough. It's rough. And by you know, standing in a parking lot talking to you guys right now, I mean laying in a beach chair on the beach in the sand, looking at the ocean, sipping a daiquiri.
Where are you guys staying at? Where's the team staying for the bowl game?
The big one. It's I'm drawing a blank on the name right now.
You talking about the Atlantis?
Yeah, are you in Atlantis?
Atlantis. Yes.
You forgot the freaking Atlantis?
Oh, man, that's
we're in Atlantis.
Amazing. That's
awesome. An easy one to forget, right? That's pretty easy to forget the name of that hotel, correct?
I might suddenly be an FIU fan. I might need to go down there and
tell you, man. You guys do it right over there,
bro. More FIU fans, the better. Come on out. It's a short trip, you know, stay in the Atlantis Hotel. So that's kind of why you jump all over this for your players. You know what I mean? To have a trip to stay at Atlantis Hotel. And do things like that. That's a hard one to pass up, right?
I love FIU. I'm a huge FIU. I love FIU, man.
Well, you guys have like the same colors as Toledo, too. What kind of jerseys are you guys wearing? You guys launched that yet?
I think we're going for the all-whites, potentially. So I think we're still wrangling on the helmet. But I believe we'll be in all-whites for this one, and which will be good in the sun down here.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny, what's the best swag bag you got from your bowl appearances with the Canes?
Oh, man, I don't even know. We got some good ones. I mean, the Nokia Sugar Bowl one was pretty good.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think one of the best ones, Brett, I don't know how. I think it was the Micron PC Bowl, because remember we got the TV or whatever? So, like,
that's right.
We had a
Wait, what did you guys
TV
get?
In the dorm room.
We got TV.
Stuff like that.
It's like a TV VCR combo and some other stuff. Like that. Not even DVD, VCR. I think it was TV VCR.
How dated are we right now, Brett?
90, like, we were 98, 99?
Seriously gunned up about a TV with a VCR player inside the TV. This is amazing!
not to get too serious, which, by the way, again, pause up, man. not to get too serious, but I wanted to spend a couple minutes here with Kenny and Romberg about this. You know, this whole week we have seen a bunch of Miami kind of guys who are paying tribute. This is the Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
This is the Sean Taylor week, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And you know, Dwayne Wade, he wrote something in tribute to Sean Taylor a couple nights ago during the Heat game. And I'm just wondering, you could tell us a little bit about what it was like. You know, you're going up against him in practice. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I mean, he was one of the best you'd ever play against, and a great, you know, just a great human being, great person. I mean, in practice, it was always a knockdown drag out, trying to figure out ways to complete balls on him. I mean, I remember watching some highlights of games, and as good as he was, he's out there playing corner on some big receivers down the red zone because he's just got that size and type of athletic ability. So, you know, I mean, he's just an exceptional, exceptional football player, and it made it tough for our families all around because my wife played soccer with his girlfriend and wife and everything like that. So, you know, we're really close with the family and everything like that. So it's made it even more difficult kind of throughout the years and remembering him for myself and my wife.
And we know, like Romberg, I mean, I know that, you know, Sean Taylor, he had whatever, you know, misbehavior he had when he was a kid, but
he's got some demons. Yeah. But
from everything I understood, you know, once he got to the league, you know, he had really come a long way. Right.
Well, I think the thing was the birth of the kid. That was the whole transformation process for him.
Yeah. And it shows a lot about your character, I think, especially when you have a kid and, you know, a son or a daughter, you know, what kind of growing up are you going to do? You got to grow up at some point. If not, you're going to struggle in life. And I think when he had his, you know, his kid, that I think that made a big difference in his life and really kind of, you know, you've got somebody that's relying on you now, and you have to be there for them and love them and support them. And I think that really hit home to him and really kind of turned him into the type of human being that he was becoming, the type of man, the type of father he was becoming. You know, and I think, you know, he really was doing everything kind of to change his life and make it a great life for his kid.
Great job, Kenny. You going to be hitting up those water slides before you head on back here today?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
You know, my role right now is to make sure everything's tested out for the players when they get here. So I need to make sure everything runs smoothly at the water slides, at the daiquiri deck and everything like that out on the beach. Make sure there's enough chairs and towels on the beach and everything. So I'll get everything squared away. Don't you guys worry.
Is Ken Dorsey a banana hammock guy, or are you a board shark guy?
Hey, don't you want to know? I bet you wish you could take some snaps from me, I'm sure. So
no
don't
doubt.
You worry about it, fella.
Kenny, we'll talk to you next week. Great job, man.
Hey, Thanks, guys. Have a good one. All right. Take care.
All right. That's Ken Dorsey right there. That is awesome, man. The team gets to stay in Atlantis.
I heard that and I was like,
how many of those kids ever been to Atlantis? Like, that is awesome.
It's very cool.
That is so cool. That's really cool.
I can only
cool.
imagine the hectic run around it is to try to get a lot of those kids' passports.
Right. That's pain in the butt.
Like, you got a lot of these kids that are like freaking out when they see snow.
Yeah, that's
they haven't
the
even
butt.
Been outside of South Florida, you know, and the fact that these kids are being able to get a passport.
How many
and
of them
travel?
Know that you need a passport to go to the Bahamas
Zero.
Bowl?
You didn't used to.
You didn't used to need a passport to go to the Bahamas, remember?
And I don't know
how
simple this like when I tried to get my passport, my American citizenship and stuff, it took an extra 6-7 months because of Trump and the difficulty he's made for a lot of people trying to get documentation.
Because we didn't want you as part of this country, man. Well, go back to Canada.
I'm not going to lie to you.
A different story than these.
I wasn't
the
trying to twist an arm
kids.
To
they
have a
They have it all
either.
Figured out, though, in the Bahamas. Like, last week, the Gators were there playing in a basketball tournament. You know, they have tournaments all the time with college kids, and they've got it all figured out. They have that whole process.
Again, guys, Waveguide Communications, all your IT infrastructure projects, call Mike or Jim at 954-782-9898. And,
Trump should build the wall up there, Canada and the U.S.
No,
Kenny
sir.
Is brought to us as well by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Now the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Short arms couldn't get over that wall.
Definitely couldn't.
John Clayton coming at us in about 25 minutes, but next, one of you, suspect.